Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, how are you guys doing? We're just me and Roscoe are here live Sunday special, Selection Sunday. We'll be live talking the live show on CBS, Selection Sunday, March Madness, which is about to start right now. Roscoe, you got any quick predictions before they start throwing out the seeds?
I think we all know who the top seed is going to be, and I think the number one seed is all going to be in the air. I have Duke, Wisconsin, Villanova, Kentucky as my one seed. But that'll, I mean, that's not 100% on me. So we'll see what gets released in these next couple of minutes.
I do agree with you. We don't rarely agree to this degree, but yeah, I do think Virginia's going to pull that one over Duke. I think Duke, Virginia, Kentucky, Villanova. Possibly Wisconsin. Don't sleep on Wisconsin. I could see Wisconsin grabbing a one seed as well.
I thought if they would have lost the Big Ten championship today, that would have that would have knocked them off the one seed line. But I am big on Wisconsin and Villanova getting one seeds. I think the last one seed between Virginia and Duke is really just going to be a toss-up and who they feel was the better team.
Kentucky just got named the number one overall seed in the Midwest. Just to not interrupt you, Kentucky just got named, as we predicted. And they will play the winner of Manhattan and Hampton.
So one of them teams, you know, are going to get a wonderful chance.
And Cincinnati just got named the 8th seed, Roscoe. You think it's a little high for them? A little low. I think that's a little too high for them.
You know, they were one of the only locked teams coming out of that conference, so I think that's a good spot for them.
And they will be Cincinnati will be playing Purdue in that seeding. So that means the winner of Kentucky and Manhattan or that other 16 seed will be playing Cincinnati and Purdue. West Virginia just got named the 5 seed, Roscoe. I thought they were going to be a little bit lower. Do you think that's a good number for them?
I could have seen them anywhere from the 5 to 7 range. I feel like they get the 5 seed for coming out of the Big 12 conference. So I can agree with that. I would have had them at a 6 seed.
So out of the gate, you can already see you got some your quality teams are probably Kentucky, Cincy, West Virginia, Purdue, Maryland just got named. So we're going to make that Midwest region. It's going to be pretty interesting. Maryland just got named as a 4 seed, which they were just ranked, I believe, top 10, weren't they? Or are they ranked top 15?
I know they had beat they had a good win later in the year. I think they beat Wisconsin on ESPN.
They did, national broadcast game. Oh, wow. Kansas just got named your 2 seed of that seed, Roscoe, which gives us a projected potential Kentucky-Kansas matchup. What do you think about that?
I mean, that's a bad draw for Kansas. They're putting them as the 8 seed overall.
Mm-hmm.
To get put into a Midwest bracket right now with the teams that are and Wichita State just got a 7 seed. Wow. I feel that's a little low for them. This Midwest bracket.
That's going to be a tough region.
This Midwest bracket is looking very tough. Because I wouldn't be surprised if Kansas loses in the first round to New Mexico State.
Indiana. That's going to be a Wichita State-Indiana matchup. That's going to be a good one. That's a little tough bracket. Upset them.
You
New Mexico State
project,
isn't a terrible 15 seed either.
No, you were saying possible Kansas-Kentucky matchup. I think it's going to be tough for Kentucky to get out of the first or second round with this projected bracket right here. That's some tough draws.
You put some good matchups. I mean, Maryland's a tough team. West Virginia's a tough team. Wichita State, Kansas. Notre Dame just got named your 3 seed of the Midwest. Holy crap. Wow.
I wouldn't be surprised if Notre Dame goes to the Final Four out of the Midwest.
That's a tough. That is. This has got to be the toughest region, and I'm just calling that right now.
Yeah, without even seeing the other three regions, this is.
Wow.
I know Joe Lunardi had Butler as the number 7 seed, so that's about spot on.
Butler. Butler gets thrown in there as a 6 seed. They're not a pushover either.
No. And facing a Texas team who I am really iffy on. Sometimes they look like a tournament team, and then other times they look like they should be.
What a bracket.
This bracket is.
Huh. Roscoe, who do you see early on? Who do you see as a contender out of this bracket that's not Kentucky?
Not Kentucky? I'm definitely saying Notre Dame, the 3 seed.
They caught
hot at the right time, winning that conference tournament, beating Duke and Virginia or something on back-to-back days? North Carolina?
Duke, Virginia, and I know they beat North Carolina in the ACC final last night.
Yeah, they won back-to-back tough games, and I see some possible upsets in this bracket. Indiana over Wichita State, New Mexico State over Kansas is possible. This bracket's going to be really tough. Really fun to watch. It's definitely
going to be a hard bracket to pick.
Yeah, very hard bracket for Kentucky to just come out and just run the tables.
All right, well, they're going on commercial break for all the listeners out there. So our Midwest region is up first. Roscoe, I know you like Notre Dame as well. What do you see out of potentially Maryland? A lot of people like this Maryland team. Do you think they could maybe make a little run? Because I could easily see them getting to the Sweet 16 and playing maybe a Kentucky team.
I can see them facing Kentucky in the Sweet 16. You know, Maryland had a big win against Wisconsin a week or two back that was on their home court. I'm not a believer in Maryland, you know, when it comes to neutral sites and then not playing on their home court. Joe Lunardi had them as a 3 seed on his bracketology, and he's pretty much dead on with this stuff. He's a good source to follow. But for they get a 4 seed and they're stuck in this Midwest bracket, it wouldn't really shock me if they, you know, get an upset by a 13 seed. This Midwest bracket is really tough and deep, and you can see that with a New Mexico State team getting a 15 seed.
Were you surprised? Are you kind of? I know it kind of just all happens really quick. Were you surprised to see Kansas get thrown in the same region as Kentucky? I mean, I don't know how that really works, but I'm kind of surprised to see them get the same region as Kentucky. I mean, this region is completely stacked. You have 3 teams, in my opinion, who can honestly beat each other: Notre Dame, Kansas,
mm-hmm.
and Kentucky.
You know, and the thing is, well, I believe this is the way they look at it. They go the top 4, and then they'll pick who is 5, who is 6, who is 7, who is 8. So from what I'm seeing, it looks like they have Kansas as the number 8 team, which is the worst 2 seed, matching in Kentucky's bracket. But, I mean, really, I can see how they can make them as an 8 seed because they did have a few rough games toward the end of the year. In the Big 12. And, I mean, it's not because the Big 12, you know, they didn't have bad losses. They were just facing good teams, and they lost a few games they were supposed to win. So I feel like that's why they get stuck in the same bracket as Kentucky.
Do you think they possibly pull out a 1 seed if they won a 1 last night?
Who, Kansas?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think so, but I think it would have been up for topic at least.
I don't think I think going into the conference tournaments and their resume was done. They couldn't do much more work. They were solid as a number 2. If they would have won a few games in their regular season that they were supposed to win that they lost, for example, the game to Oklahoma State, I think the Kansas State loss, they win those two games, I think that helps out their chances of getting a one seed. But going into Selection Sunday and going into conference tournament, I think they were locked as a number two seed. I think the only teams that were able to move up from the number two line to the number one line were Gonzaga and Villanova, and for those two teams, it would have taken a lot. Villanova, in my opinion, did get what they needed to move to the number one line, but I mean, I think Kansas was just locked in as a number two.
All right, and the show is about to be back on. We'll see what next region they're picking next.
And here, yes, indeed.
Villanova. That's what I got.
Villanova
ahead of me, but they're not bad. Good team. Jay Wright's a hell of a head coach. I know we talked about him on our earlier show about some of the head coaches. It's a good underdog team. Definitely,
mm-hmm.
though, definitely one of those teams that can get beat. Wow. Top right. The Lafayette Leopards with the 16 seed.
Well, I can already, I think this bracket, this region's already looking a little weaker coming
NC
from the 8
State.
Seed. And LSU
yeah.
gets the non seed.
Come on, you ruined
doctor.
It, Roscoe. You ruined it. Yeah. LSU gets in there as a 9 seed, which is really generous.
I don't agree with that. Wow.
I don't agree with that either, but let me not spoil the fun and say I would an LSU Villanova game second round wouldn't be a terrible game to watch. With NIU getting the 5 seed, a little maybe a little low for them or high?
I think that's very low
lower.
For them. I would have had them as a 3 or a 4 seed.
It could have been lower.
Oh, and they
oh,
get
LSU
a ter- wow. They get a
oh, wow.
terrible
this
matchup.
Dumpster fire.
Wyoming, a really good team with a bad resume. I wouldn't be surprised if that 12 seed wins.
Hey, like our good friend Ryan Bourgeois has stated, 67% of the time we get 1 12 seed that wins.
And Louisville
gets a 4.
Mm-hmm.
UC Irvine. Wow. The Liberals of UC Irvine get a surprise appearance.
Well, they do have the tallest player in college basketball.
They do, but they also don't hang American flags in their school, which I know this isn't a political show, but...
And Virginia will have the 2 seed in the East.
So Virginia does not get a 1 seed, which
Virginia
means it's going to be Duke or Wisconsin is going to get one of those 1 seeds, Roscoe, I think.
Mm-hmm. I'm shocked at this reveal, and I just...
Where's the other shooting?
Michigan State has been named the 7th seed, facing 10th seed Georgia. That game, to me, is just up in the air.
Hey, it's March Madness, man. Always tough games to pick.
Mm-hmm. Wow, Oklahoma getting the 3 seed.
That's what I thought they were going to get. That is a very good team. I'm very high on that Oklahoma team. I know in the prior show I named them as my sleeper team in college basketball.
You
a good
see,
team.
I,
Buddy Hield is going to be something. I'm really high on that team. 10 losses, though, which is interesting. You got a 10-loss team getting a 3 seed. That's interesting. Mm-hmm.
I would flip them in Northern Iowa in this bracket.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
Who
as
should
well.
Get a 3 and 5 seed? I think Oklahoma is a little higher than what they should be, and I think Northern Iowa is actually really low than what they should be.
I do agree with that. Oklahoma and Northern Iowa could be switched, but I figured Oklahoma would be able to get a seed that low.
Providence will get a 6 seed facing the winner of a play-in game out of Boise State and Dayton. Neither of those two teams are going to be pushovers. That's going to be a tough matchup
Dayton.
For Providence.
Who won?
Dayton
lost to VCU today, correct, right?
Yes.
All right. Where's LSU at? That's where George is going. They're going to have to fly them out.
So, wow.
It's going to be an interesting top of that bracket. I will call it now. I will call and LSU will win that. I think LSU can win that first game. And a Villanova-LSU game would not be a terrible game. Not saying they'll win the bracket, that side of the bracket or anything, but it won't be a terrible matchup for LSU. But we also, I think we do agree, I don't even think LSU deserved to be in it.
No. After the loss to Auburn, I felt like
lost
that
to Auburn
was
twice.
They lost to Auburn twice on the year?
They lost to Auburn once at home, and they lost
mm-hmm.
to Auburn in the tournament. They also have a home loss to Tennessee. A home loss to Old Dominion. They do have a road win against West Virginia. You also got a home loss to Kentucky. They've had a few losses. I thought that they deserved to maybe be in there later.
You know, I feel
like a later
like,
seed. Excuse me.
I feel like LSU should have, if they were going to get into the tournament, they should have been a play-in team. I felt like Dayton should have gotten a 9 seed maybe where LSU was. I feel like those two teams could have been switched. The Eastern bracket is really interesting to me. Villanova, I feel like they're going to get they definitely get a better draw than Kentucky as a 1 seed. I'm intrigued to see the North Carolina State LSU game because I'm not sold on LSU. I don't think they'll win that game, so I don't see them moving on to face Villanova. Just a little preview. But I think the 2 seed, Virginia getting a 2 seed really helps them having a 1 seed. Do you agree with that? I mean, after looking at this bracket and seeing how it pans out, do you think it's better for them to have this 2 seed than a 1 seed?
Yes and no, because, I mean, a little early preview. They pull a Georgia or Michigan State team who won't be a pushover. And then, potentially you could wind up playing an Oklahoma or a Providence or even a Dayton team who also won't be pushovers. And then to get out of this region, you're going to have to go through Villanova, NIU, Louisville, who has, struggled this year a little bit. But still, am I going to take much away from Louisville? Not really. So I think the draw they got wasn't terrible. Because, I mean, what if they were a 1 seed and they had Kentucky's region? I mean, Kentucky's region looks like a death sentence. I mean, anybody can come out of that region.
Mm-hmm.
Not a terrible draw.
I'm actually really shocked at some of these draws that are coming out. And, I think the Eastern bracket is substantially weaker than the Midwest, just by depth. I think there's some better teams with the higher seeds, but I think when it comes to depth and the teams that are in the Midwest, I think the Midwest is stronger than the East.
Oh, without a doubt. I do agree with you on that one.
Just like with the teams and I'm just still in shock that LSU gets in without having to play in a playoff game or a play-in game against someone.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, a lot of people were predicting LSU to be a bubble team. And, you know, with this 9 seed, that means the NCAA didn't really see him as a bubble team.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's what I'm saying about, the, you know, the play-in game. Usually those bubble teams, you know, do face off
who
in
you
that
get,
where they...
Here you go. Duke gets the 3 seed. They sneak in somehow. You don't like that, Roscoe?
Like I said, I felt like them or Virginia would have gotten the 1 seed. I felt like one of them would have gotten a 1 seed.
No.
And the committee obviously thought that they had the better resume, they did the better work to be able to be able to get the 1 seed. So I'm not totally against it, but I think that leaves the other 1 seed for Wisconsin.
San Diego State, not a pushover as an 8 seed.
And St. John's will get the face San Diego State.
Who Duke played earlier this year? Game, actually.
Mm-hmm. St. John's actually, you know, I think they started off 11-1, and that only loss was to Duke. So that'll be
I believe, I'm not 100% positive. That might have been Coach K's 100,000th win. I don't remember. Utah gets a 5 seed.
Ooh.
You like that Utah team?
I like the other team they're going to face. Stephen F. Austin getting a 12 seed.
You're a big
Stephen F.
Austin fan? I don't know much about Stephen F. Austin.
Not a big Stephen F. Austin fan, but they're a 12 seed that can create some trouble, and actually watch them on the marathon day to start off the year, and they played a UNI team who got the 5 seed and really gave them a run for their money. So that Utah Stephen F. Austin matchup will be a good one.
Do they have any victories, like, over any ranked teams or anything?
No, not any big victories, and that's why the 12 seed. The only reason they got in was because of
your
Gonzaga
Bulldogs.
We'll get the
Bulldogs.
2 seeds in the South region facing a North Dakota State team in Seattle, Washington. So they did get what they wanted, being a 2 seed and staying out in Seattle.
Isn't that where Gonzaga is? Washington?
Yeah, they're in Washington, so they get to stay back out west for 2 weeks, I believe, or 2 games.
Iowa Davidson. Hey, that's a potential. I know you're a Gonzaga supporter, but I wouldn't doubt seeing Davidson beat Gonzaga second round. Early Cinderella story.
I was about to say that the team that would have the better possibility of coming out of that 7-10 matchup would be Davidson to beat Gonzaga.
There's Iowa State, gets their 3 seed. And I can already tell you, I see Iowa State coming at the bottom of that bracket.
I think it'll be pretty interesting to watch this South region. Just seeing it pan out now. You got an SMU team who Gonzaga's already played this year and beat. So that could possibly be a rematch to watch. That would be interesting. Iowa State, who I know you're really big on. Georgetown gets a 4 seed.
Georgetown's a mystery team, though. You know, this
yeah.
is a team that played Villanova, lost to Villanova by 20-plus, I believe, and came back and beat Villanova by 25 or something. Georgetown's a interesting team. You know, always seem to pull it. They like to do what Duke and Gonzaga do every year. They sometimes choke.
You know, that's the thing, being a Gonzaga supporter and just being a college basketball fan, you want to believe in them, but come the round of 32 and the Sweet 16, they always, you know, have trouble with
same with Duke. I love supporting Duke, but, I mean, you know, we see it every year.
And, I feel like this East region could possibly be the region, I mean, the South region could possibly be the region of upsets. Davidson,
I can see that. I agree with that.
Speed. Iowa State can easily make the Final Four come out of this region because they're a good team. Gonzaga's played really good all year, have some quality wins. Duke's the one seed. They're going to be up there, but, I mean, Duke and Gonzaga have the potential to be upset early, leaving the door open for Iowa State to get in. I think SMU's a good team. I think the 12 seed Stephen F. Austin team could beat Utah. That would be a big upset. I feel like this bracket, this region has a lot of possibilities to have the upsets and, you know, have a domino effect on how it will pan out. Wouldn't shock me if Davidson gets to the Sweet 16 and then faces the Iowa State team and creates a mismatch for them.
Now, you know what this also, just doing some observations, you know what this also means? It looks like we're going to see Arizona and Wisconsin on the same side of the bracket, and I'm really high on that Arizona team.
I've only seen a handful of Arizona games, and either they're going to be the one or two seed out there. I think they'll definitely be the two. I think Wisconsin deserves the one. But for them to come out of that same region, I think that's probably going to be the best possibility to see a 1-2 in the Elite Eight when looking at, you know, the brackets. I think we've picked apart each one as they've been released and have seen multiple teams that could upset a 1 or 2 or move on from like a 3 or 5. I think more than Iowa can do it from the East. I think Iowa State can go to the Final Four. At least the Elite Eight from the South. I mean, Kentucky, I think they're like the only number one team that you can lock into the Elite Eight or Final Four. But, I mean, you don't know that when March Madness starts. I'm just saying that they probably have the best chances.
You know, I'm still kind of – I am kind of – you know, like I said, I've been, like, loving Duke since I was a little bit younger. I'm really shocked that Duke did get a one seed. I did think that Notre Dame game would have kept them out of it.
So you felt that Virginia deserved a one seed, or who do you think deserved the one seed over
them? Virginia deserved it over Duke.
Okay.
And the final region is being kicked off, and the final one seed, as we all expected, will go to Wisconsin. A good Wisconsin team at that. I do like this Wisconsin team.
Mm-hmm. Wisconsin's always a strong team. I believe they have the best college basketball player on their team, and Frank Kaminsky.
You think Frank's the best?
I think Frank is the best college basketball player. And by the way, speaking of Duke getting a one seed, they had the lowest NCAA RPI out of any of the one seeds, being a 6.
Yeah, I'm looking
Kentucky
at that
was
now.
One. Villanova,
even Virginia had a
4.
Look at Arizona. I mean, I was high on Arizona too. I'm surprised Arizona hadn't got much love.
Mhm. And I mean,
do like that Arizona team.
I watched Gonzaga Arizona earlier in the year that went to overtime in Arizona, and that was a great game. Both of them teams really, you know, showed a lot, and for them to both get two seeds is pretty interesting. And Wisconsin will be facing Coastal Carolina. The 8th seed, the 19th, 8th Oregon, 9 Oklahoma State in the West region. How do you feel about that?
Oregon a little shaky. I mean, we look at what Arizona did to them last night. They beat them by, I believe, 25-plus.
Mm-hmm. I think both
Oklahoma, you know, I'm making my jokes about LSU getting the 9th, 8th seed, the 9th seed, and, you know, Oklahoma State gets the 9th seed. How do you feel about SEC Arkansas getting the 5 seed? You like that?
Honestly, I mean, I'm a huge SEC supporter, but I only thought 3 SEC teams should have gotten into the tourney. And for Arkansas to get a 5 seed, I think that's about right. I think they could have went from anywhere from 5 to 8. But I can agree with 5, them getting a 5 seed. But
I can agree with that as well. It's a good team. You know, they're in borderline top 25.
Mm-hmm. Them facing Wofford, I think that's going to be a good matchup for them. I can see them moving on. I don't think they fall into the 12 upset region.
Getting hot. 4 seed goes to North Carolina, a team who's getting a little hot. And, you know, we haven't seen them yet. I'm waiting to see if we get a UConn team that gets in, because UConn has gotten hot towards the end of the year.
And Harvard will be facing North Carolina in the
first
round.
That's an upset game right there. Harvard always seems to pull
Harvard,
off an upset.
Harvard did upset somebody, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago.
The year before.
Or maybe even last
year. They got to the Sweet 16 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, North Carolina really can't sleep on that game. But, I mean, North Carolina is getting hot at the right time, so you never know. And as we figured,
Arizona
is a 2 seed. And Texas Southern will be the 15th seed representing the SWAC.
Yeah, go SWAC. There they are. VCU gets a 7th seed. That's a little high. That's a surprise for me. I thought they could have went lower.
I feel like 7 is a good spot for VCU. And I'm looking at it, that 7-10 matchup, VCU-Ohio State, that could easily pose a problem for Arizona. I think even
that's
one
be
of
a very good game.
The 7-10 matchup in general is going to be a good game. But whoever wins that to face Arizona wouldn't shock me if they pose as an upset team.
Oh, wow. Baylor gets a 3 seed.
Rico and Baylor getting a 3 seed. You think that's high or you think that's right for them?
I think it's a little too high. Or a little too low, whatever you want to say. Playing Kevin Ware and Georgia State.
Mm-hmm.
They've had a lot of news
and
on them.
And their coach who tore an Achilles celebrating. I hope Baylor destroys that team.
Jeez. Roscoe's got some serious Georgia Southern hatred. BYU and Ole Miss. There you go, Roscoe. There's your BYU team.
I'm upset that BYU has to play in to even get into this tournament. And then
yeah, they're playing
a
very
bad
Ole Miss team.
I'm actually upset with the committee this year. I feel
You're
like
upset?
They
who didn't get in that you wanted to see?
I wanted to see Murray State get in, but I feel like the committee
did
really favored the AQ conferences this year, giving spots to teams like Oklahoma State and LSU and Ole Miss. I mean, I think BYU should have been an easy lock for a 10-9 seed. They lost 8 games this year, 7 of those losses being by 7 or less points. They beat Gonzaga in Gonzaga. This team had a solid resume to easily have a solid lock in the playoffs. And they're making, into the tournament, and they're making them play in a play-in game against Ole Miss. That upsets me. And just... And BYU is considered a last four in. The last four in team.
Man, look at Dayton.
BYU.
How does
Boise State and
Dayton? Look at Dayton's record and RPI, and look how they're a last four in. That's a surprise for me.
I don't.
Colorado State, who a lot of teams consider to be a Cinderella potential, as a Cinderella hopeful, and they didn't even get in the tournament.
I felt like them and Murray State should have both been in. And then the committee snubs an Old Dominion team, puts in an LSU team who Old Dominion beat. So I definitely see some flaws with the committee, the process, and, you know, the way they chose the teams to get in this year. I'm actually surprised by a lot of the picks.
So are we both in agreement that the Midwest is the hardest region? I mean, I know that was the first region that went out, and it's kind of just obvious that it's got to be the toughest region.
I think that's going to be the toughest region because of depth. But I think the South and the Midwest are the two toughest. I think those two are definitely the toughest, and then after that, I would put the West. I think the East is definitely the easiest bracket.
Big 12 had 7 teams in. Do you like that number, Roscoe? That's a lot of teams. And the Big 10 got 7 teams in. And, you know, we debated earlier in the year on our show that we didn't believe that the Big Ten was as tough as a division as it has been, but yet they got 7 teams in.
And I think that goes to the territory that I was saying a minute ago. I think the committee really favored the automatic qualifying conferences. I think Murray State should have been in, even though they lost their conference game. I think they should have been in the tournament. I felt Old Dominion should be in if LSU is going to get in. I think Colorado State should have been in. More mid-majors should have been in this tournament. But, you know,
okay. The
committee's going to have a response to that. Oh, if you want to be in, then win your conference. So... I mean, you had your chance to get in and solidify your spot, but you didn't win your conference. But I really think a BYU team who gets an 11 seed and has to play in against Ole Miss, I think they'll win that game, but they shouldn't have to play that game to be in.
You're right. I can agree with that.
But, like you said, I felt the Big Ten should – I thought it was weaker this year, and I don't think they should have got as many teams in. I felt the Big 12 should have gotten 6 teams in. I don't think an 18 and 13 Oklahoma State team deserves to get in, no matter what 3-game stretch they had if they beat Kansas at home and Baylor. I don't think a 13 team from the Big 12 should get in unless they win their conference. When you have 6-loss, 5-loss mid-major teams like Murray State and Colorado State. And I'm not fans of those teams. I just feel like they should be in after what they've done this year?
You know, as you look, you can go ahead.
I mean, and like you said, and I totally agree with you, earlier you mentioned the Dayton team being the last team into the tournament, and for them to get a 10 seed to face an Iowa 21-11 team, I mean, I'm off there because Dayton's not playing Iowa. But anyways, for Dayton to be the last team into the bracket or last team into the field, I don't agree with that, and I don't think you do either.
I don't. I'm going to look at some teams. You know, I don't even – I mean, looking at, you know, an LSU team, I think if I could, I would – I think I would take let me see how I can rearrange it. I would rearrange LSU and Ole Miss. I would have Ole Miss out, and I would have LSU having a playing game. Because LSU's had bits and pieces this year to where they've played up to par, but you know then they've just not done anything to make themselves look like a March team. So I think LSU should have been a play-in team. I think BYU should have taken their spot, and then I also see Colorado State should have found somewhere to be in. So I think Colorado State did deserve, you know, a chance.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that because, I mean, I agree with you on the fact that LSU should have had the play-in game and Ole Miss shouldn't have been the tourney at all. I want to know the process of how they can give an Oklahoma State team a non-seed but make BYU have a play-in game. And then, you know, how they can make Dayton have a play-in game and give, you know, UCLA a solid lock. I mean, I'm looking at the bracket.
I definitely don't see Ole Miss. I really don't know why Ole Miss even was got a play-in game. Put them above a team like Colorado State is just hideous.
Mm-hmm. And do you agree with me that it's because the committee is favoring the automatic qualifying teams, or do you just think, like,
they picked the better team? Do you mean, like, you know, showing favoritism to the automatic qualifying conferences? I mean, it's always a favoritism thing. Same thing in college football as well. College baseball, even all sports, all college sports. You know, you have an LSU team as example, who didn't do as good as a Colorado State, but then they're gonna look at, you know, who they've played, and they're gonna, oh well, you know, their RPI might have been lower, but we think that this Ole Miss team is better, and they beat this Ole Miss team twice, so they deserve, you know. So I think it's more opinion-based than people realize.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I felt that the SEC should have only gotten three solid teams in, maybe a fourth being LSU. They end up getting five in, right? Is it five that they end up getting in?
Kentucky, Georgia, LSU, Ole Miss,
and Arkansas.
And that's in Arkansas. They go five.
So five. We agree that Ole Miss shouldn't be in. So that's four. That spot could have been handed to a Colorado State team. And then I think we can agree on that the Big 12 should have had only six and not Oklahoma State in, right?
I agree. Oklahoma State's a 13-loss team.
Mm-hmm. And that could have went to a Murray State team or a team that, you know, because, I mean, I feel if you're going to put in LSU, I mean, just looking at it, I feel like you have to put in Old Dominion because Old Dominion beat LSU. I mean, you're looking at resumes, and if the RPI matches and Old Dominion has a quality win over LSU, why shouldn't they be in?
Opinion, I guess. Who they've played.
Yeah.
And, you know, who they're, what conference they're in, you know?
And then I think we're both, I mean, I agree that UConn shouldn't be in the tournament. I know you had brought them up, but, you know, they really made a name for themselves in this conference tournament weekend, conference tournament week.
Who won that conference tournament? The American.
SMU won the conference tournament.
So SMU beat UConn?
Yeah, SMU beat UConn today in the championship. But
okay,
if I'm correct, I think UConn beat Cincinnati. UConn beat Tulsa, who Tulsa was on the bubble going into this week. Or, you know, something happened with either UConn or Tulsa beat Cincinnati. So I'm kind of shocked that that didn't hurt a Cincinnati team who got an 8 seed. I haven't watched many Cincinnati games this year, so I don't know where their level of play is at. I don't know how good they are, if they deserve to be in or not. But if they weren't in the conference championship for their game, and the American Conference was weak, to say the least. I mean, SMU won the conference. They were a 20 seed, and the conference was so weak for them that the committee thought they should be a 6 seed overall.
Do you, looking through your bracket, if you wrote it down or if you have it in front of you, who do you see as potential bust, you know, too high of a seed and they'll probably get upset, potential bust and potential Cinderellas?
Looking at a few potential busts, and I think every 2 seed except Virginia got a really bad pull. And that's talking about Arizona, Gonzaga, and Kansas. I can see Kansas losing in the first round, and then they have to face Wichita State or Indiana. In my opinion, I think it'll be Wichita State. I don't think Indiana. I actually thought they should be an 11 seed playing in. Wasn't really sold on them. I know Joe Lenardi had them as one of his first 4 out, and they get a lock as a 10 seed. But I can see Kansas losing to any of those 3 teams in those first 2-round possible matchups. And then Arizona having to face VCU or Ohio State. I'm pretty sure they'll beat Texas Southern. But VCU, Ohio State, that's going to be a big game. I can see Arizona losing that game. And then Gonzaga, just because of their history and, you know, they struggle in the round of 32 and they can never get over that hump, even though it seems like they have a solid team, a team that can win. If they face Iowa, I think they will win, but if they face Davidson, Davidson will create some trouble. They actually got pretty hot in their conference tournament towards the end of the year to make a name for themselves, and I think Gonzaga can struggle with Davidson. So, I mean, I can see multiple bust teams. If I had to pick one, I would say Kansas.
Really?
I mean, not really that they're a bust because they lost to a bad team or got upset, but more because they can lose in the first round because of the tough matchup they're pulling out of New Mexico State, Wichita State, and Indiana. And I watched a game early in the week where they played a TCU team who was 18-14. And I mean, that's borderline bracket team with this committee
play
because they gave
games,
a spot to
play their home
State.
Games in a high school gym.
You know, so I can easily see their matchup hurting them and for them losing easily in the first or second round. That's why I would claim them as my bust team in this bracket.
Give me a team who could be a 6 seed or below who could potentially make a run.
6 seed or below making a run. I would
or above, 6 seed or above, excuse me.
Six from 6 to 16 is what you're saying?
Yes, sir. 6 to 16.
All right. I'm gonna say it now, and I mean when I saw their release and where they're located in the bracket, Stephen F. Austin, the number 12 seed in the Southern region. I could see them beating Utah, Georgetown, like we said when we saw them pop up on the screen. I think they're a roller coaster, so I don't know what we're going to get out of them. I can see Stephen F. Austin, a 12 seed, being a Cinderella story.
All right. I'm looking at it, 6 seed or above, I'm thinking I'm thinking either Butler or Dayton, honestly.
I mean, Dayton
like
made
Butler's
a run last year
and watched
a Sweet 16. So
they did. They I'm trying to remember who they matched up against. But they did a good job last year.
I think they're going to match up against Providence this year if they
Providence
do win the
real
play-in
well.
Game.
And then, you know, they get an Oklahoma team who, like I said, I am high on Oklahoma, but Oklahoma runs their offense around one person, and that's Buddy Hield. So, you know, you take Buddy out, you know, that's you could do something with it.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, those are the teams that usually fall. I mean, I remember watching last year – Louisiana Lafayette, they faced Creighton and Doug McDermott, and the game was close the whole time. I think it went down within 2 minutes, and it was a 3-point ball game. Creighton ended up winning, but last year most of their offense ran through Doug McDermott, and if you can lock down one player, you can easily keep yourself in the ball game and give your team a chance.
Any early picks, you know, off the top of your head, looking at the bracket? Early Final Four picks, champion picks?
Early Final Four picks, I'm going to go from the South region, Iowa State, the West region being Baylor, Midwest, Kentucky, and the East, I'm going to say Northern Iowa.
All right. Well, definitely, we'll be having a show Tuesday to do our official picks. But off the top of my head, you know, I kind of like Kentucky, Arizona, Iowa State, and Virginia. I definitely don't see Villanova coming out of that region as a one seed. Like, I think Villanova, if you're trying to make a bet on which region will the one seed fall, I can see that happening to Villanova.
And I can see it happen pretty early. I think if they match up against North Carolina State, I can easily see them falling. And I think whoever wins the matchup, if Northern Iowa can get past Wyoming, who's a really good team, can be a Cinderella team in the 12th seed, and, you know, if Louisville and Northern Iowa play the winner of that, I can see knocking off Villanova. So, I mean, there's some tough games in the East, but I think it's the weakest region, and I think we agree on that. And the South and the Midwest are the two strongest. I feel like any team from the South can honestly make a run except UCLA or UAB and North Dakota State. I feel like any other team out of that region can really make a run to the Final Four.
You have anything else, Roscoe? Any other questions, predictions, or look at anything else as we have our brackets?
Besides the one seed in each region, like from 2 to 5, I know you said 6 to 16, which 2 to 5 seed could you see being the strongest and making the biggest impact?
2 to 5, not the one?
Not the one.
Not the one, okay. Iowa State. I really like that Iowa State team. I like how they have to spread the ball around. I like the type of defense they play. They remind me of that shock defense that BCU plays. You know, Shaka Smart institutes it over there. I love the type of defense they play. I love how they spread the ball around. I like how well connected they are as a team. I love the coaching staff. Obviously, I praise Fred Hoiberg a lot. So I really could really see Iowa State being very strong, 3 seed. I really like Arizona at the 2, and you know, they're hot right now. Don't sleep on Notre Dame at the 3 seed.
That was going to be my team besides Iowa State, but we'll get more in depth with the picks and who we can see making the run, and where we see teams falling and what big upsets we really have in our brackets when we get into that Tuesday.
Definitely. I do know some of the playing games do start Tuesday, so we can institute that live into it. So you do see, you know, the 2 big playing games. You do see Dayton and BYU moving on.
That's my 2 locks for the. I'll pick the 4 picks. Who I think. Just now I'm looking at it. I think Manhattan will beat Hampton. Dayton will beat Boise State. North Florida will beat Robert Maris, and BYU will beat Ole Miss.
I agree with that as well.
I mean,
even though I don't think the 16 seeds have a chance, those are who I agree with. And I do agree with BYU and Dayton, definitely, especially BYU. BYU is playing a very overrated Ole Miss team.
And I think BYU, out of BYU and Dayton, who will have the better chance of moving on? I think I'm going to say BYU beating Xavier over Dayton beating Providence. But, I mean, both those 2 6-11 games will be very good games to watch, very interesting games to watch.
I could – I feel like Dayton has a little bit easier ride, maybe. I feel like they can get – you know, because Dayton would get Providence.
Yeah, Dayton gets Providence. I mean, I'm looking at it. They do have the easier ride, but I think out of Dayton and BYU, I think BYU has the better team. They have more playmakers. But, I mean, they will get the – they'll have the worst draw out of the 2 teams.
Like you said – next Tuesday will definitely, get into it. Anything else to add, Roscoe, before we send it home?
I think we covered everything on Selection Sunday, and to March Madness we go. If anyone and everyone should fill out a bracket just for fun, but call in and let us know your picks on Tuesday, your upset picks and whatnot. So. That's all I got to say.
All right. Sounds good. And we'll be sure to give us a follow on Twitter, and we will be live Tuesday night with our bracket picks. And see you guys then.